From Jerusalem, this is Baruch Gartner with the Living Aligned Podcast. Teachings from the Hasidic Masters, providing the tools you need to live with greater vitality, connection, and joy. How am I going to change? So if I'm not careful, my hisbodidus, which is a catalyst for change, turns into a rag session where I come out of it feeling worse than when I started. The reason that we don't like to do it, the reason that's hard for us, is because that type of hisbodidus that we're used to is wrong. If we want to be elevated through our secluded prayers, it has to be in a state of joy. Otherwise, it's slavery. We're just beating ourselves up. Why are we far away from Hashem? And why don't we turn around and connect? Teaches Rabbi Nachman, the only reason is because we don't have Yishuv Hadas. In the second part of Likutei Moran, in Torah number 10, he explains this term, Yishuv Hadas. The most important thing in the world is to try hard to sit yourself down and center yourself and to contemplate what is the purpose of life. What's the purpose of all the passions and physicality of this world? This practice is what Breslovers call hisbodidus, which literally means to seclude yourself and to talk to Hashem in your own language. Everything that's in your heart, like one would talk to his friend. The Rebbe continues, but you should know that when one is depressed, it's impossible to steer your mind as you wish. And therefore, it's difficult to have Yishuv Hadas. Only through simcha and joy can one have control over his mind and thoughts and come to Yishuv Hadas, to center yourself. Because simcha is freedom, as the verse says in Yeshaya, ki besimcha teitzeu, for in joy you will go out. Now the simple meaning is that when the redemption comes, you'll go out in joy. But the Holy Rabbi says, through joy, with simcha, a person becomes free and escapes his personal exile. And how does one come to joy? Through nekudas tovos, finding yourself the good points. Rabbi Nachman's famous teaching, Azamra, focusing on your godliness. Now the subject of hisbodidus, which Rabbi Nachman says is higher than any other service to Hashem, has many aspects. And with the help of Hashem, I hope to try and cover as many of them inside, slowly, in little bites. But for now, I want to address in general why Rabbi Nachman connects joy with hisbodidus. Why does hisbodidus and simcha go hand in hand? It's kind of like a cosmic circle that one thing is dependent on the other. And either you spiral upwards by every day being in a state of joy and facilitating your ability to talk to Hashem and go upwards each day, higher and higher, more joy, more connection, more accountability. Or, God forbid, when a person's unhappy, he's unable to steer his mind, can't do the inner work, and unfortunately will slip into behavior that creates more and more depression. And that's the downward spiral. How can we approach this subject in a proper way that it produces joy? This subject of hisbodidus incorporates the idea of what we call self-talk, how a person talks to himself 24/7. This is one of the major problems that human beings have, is that there's a little voice that's on their shoulder, whispering in their ear, negative words, negative ideas, 24/7, making a person terribly depressed. So if a person has the wrong attitude towards this process of speaking out with Hashem, let's say a person feels like he has to bring himself to task. He should be doing this. You know, this word should is one of the most dangerous words in our language, because this self-talk that goes on in our head is the exact opposite of the joy of talking to Hashem. Rabbi Nachman was adamant that talking to Hashem is like talking to a friend. This process has to come from a place of joy and not shame and guilt. Why? Because by nature, we are human beings that are endowed with free choice. We don't respond well to tyranny, and especially self-tyranny. So when a person is even trying to embetter himself, but he's doing it with guilt and shame, even if he changes his behavior, it's not going to make him happy, it's not going to make people around him happy, and it's certainly not going to make Hashem happy. And the reason is because the energy is coming from a place of negativity instead of positive, free choice, learning from my mistakes and understanding my needs and wanting to embetter myself. Now, if we approach his bodhidus in the wrong way, his bodhidus becomes a burden. His bodhidus becomes a source of depression, and it's the opposite of what it's supposed to be. We have to really befriend ourselves. Very, very important to attach ourselves to people who have the right attitude towards secluded prayer and have the right attitude about life, because they're unique. And we have to believe that we can emulate those ways and we can change this inner voice of negativity, self-judgment, shame, and guilt, and turn it around into a state of trying to come in touch with why we do things that are detrimental for our own best interests, and how we can learn from our mistakes and turn them around. What motivates us? Why did we transgress? Why was it not beneficial for us? And how can we be better today? How can we change? Without admonishing ourselves, without feeling absolute shame and guilt. What happens when a person misses the mark, makes a mistake? Typically, what do people say? That was dumb. Or, how could you do such a stupid thing? You always mess up. When a person does something where he misses the mark, he has to recognize that missing the mark means that he shot and he didn't hit the target. But it doesn't mean that he shot in the total opposite direction. He has to recalculate and aim again. He has to learn from his mistakes. In order to do that, then instead of feeling guilt and shame, which puts us back at square one, we have to recalculate what were my needs and how did I mess up and how can I shoot the next time and hit my needs. What are we doing when we close the door? Who are we sitting with? God was with me when I was in a room with people. God's with me now. Wherever I go, God is with me. Who am I talking to? Essentially, when a person's speaking out with Hashem, he is communing with the part of him called the Chedek Elokai Mima'al, the portion of you that's godly, the knowing heart, your power. Yishuv Adas means you're sitting yourself down and coming in connection with that part called your soul. You're drawing from that connection, and you want that connection to be able to align the rest of your being so that you can hopefully start to behave the way you want to be. But it has to be done with joy. It has to be done in a free choice, not out of guilt and shame. That's why I'm calling this series The Wisdom of Yishuv Adas, because that is the ultimate wisdom, to get in touch with that part of you called Das. Always stay connected and subscribe now to the Living Aligned podcast.